The long run-up of tech stocks is over, at least for now. But for a lucky handful of people who cashed in at the right time, life will never be the same. At the height of the boom, even some relatively low-ranking employees of tech companies amassed millions. NPR's Nikta Prakash reports on former employees of one high-tech company who are adjusting, sometimes uncomfortably, to retirement in their 20s and 30s.
They weren't expecting to make all this money. They just happened to be in the right place at the right time. The place was America Online. The time, the early 1990s. Back then, AOL couldn't afford fancy salaries. It attracted people with its casual atmosphere, its missionary zeal, and stock options. When AOL stock took off in the late 90s, hundreds of AOL employees cashed in their options and became very rich. Some continued to work at AOL, but many left. Software engineer Brian Smith was among those who left. We met him for brunch at a Washington cafe a few weeks ago. He talked about his first year of retirement.
I've gotten used to it, actually. It does not suck. I don't think I've really had a frown on my face for the past year.
Who would in his position? Smith, who's 36, has been snowboarding for most of the year in Australia, New Zealand, Europe, and in the U.S. and Canada. When he isn't doing that, he's hanging out at his home in Reston, Virginia. He says his days are carefree.
I get up about, anywhere between 8:30 and 10:30, read my email, see what's happening on the news, go get some lunch, and then afternoon is all about whatever I feel like doing that day. It could be bike riding, it could be reading a book. It's just whatever happens that day happens.
In the evenings, he catches up with friends. Most of them are still working at AOL. It's liberating to be rich enough to quit your job forever when you're so young. But 39-year-old retiree Sally Markinye says that freedom creates some problems.
You know, in America, you're identified by what you do. Anybody you meet, they say, "What do you do?" And I find myself trying to come up with, not lies, but ways of spinning it. You know, I say, "Oh, I'm a writer." Which is true. And then they say, "What do you write?" And I think, if I say I'm a poet, they're not going to believe that I'm supporting myself with that. Oh, I'm a freelance writer. Yeah, I have lots of ideas of things I haven't written yet.
Markinye made her millions as a project manager at AOL. She worked there from 1995 to 1999. Now her days revolve around her 7-year-old son, Kenton. She drives him to school, bakes cookies for his class, and goes to all his soccer games. Once a week, Markinye volunteers at the local animal shelter. She takes photos of the animals and puts them on the shelter's website so they can be adopted.
What's up, baby? You're such a dear. She's a little bony, isn't she?
Yeah.
Just old age, you think?
Probably.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Like many young retirees, Markinye isn't using her money to buy things, like a trophy house or fancy cars. She's using it to buy time with her son and for herself. But something's missing.
Anybody who got to this point is a doer that performs miracles on demand. And that's the thing I miss the most, is producing miracles to applause, you know? It's rather stressful. Yeah, you take away all the stress, but you also take away the energy. It's sort of like taking a high school valedictorian and going, okay, you're all done now.
Holly is 27 and she's glad she's done. She asked that her last name not be used.
I can wake up and instead of dreading my day, thinking about, oh God, what meetings do I have to go to? Who do I have to talk to that I have to pretend I like, that I hate? Who, you know, do I have to fire someone today? Do I have to do someone else's work today? All these thoughts, I'm completely freed of them and I'm acutely aware of their absence.
Holly says she suffered from ulcers, depression and insomnia during her 6 years at AOL. She worked 16-hour days. She says all her molars are cracked because she ground her teeth at night. When she quit last May, she left a lot of money behind in the form of stock options that hadn't matured. But she's sleeping again, and waking up is easier too.
When I wake up and I contemplate my day, I think, well, today, maybe I'll write an article today. Maybe I'll paint a picture today. Maybe I'll cook chili today. And the concept of being at liberty to do those things is... it's elating. I'm thrilled.
32-year-old Mia Wright retired in January. One of her first acts as a retiree was to buy into a 15-acre retreat in the Catoctin Mountains, just outside Washington. The retreat has a small summer house that Wright will share with three others.
It needs a lot of work, as you can see. And our short-term plan is really just to fix this place up. And then our long-term plan is to bulldoze it and really start from scratch.
Inside, Mia Wright starts a fire and talks about her first job at AOL. She was hired to help customers on the phone. It was 1994. She'd been out of college only 4 years.
I didn't really understand the concept of stock options, you know, back then. And people just said, just hold on to them, hold on to them. They're going to be worth something someday. And then over the years, it just, you know, you start looking at these numbers and think, my gosh, you know, I'm truly lucky. I'm very, very lucky.
Like the others, Wright won't say how much she left with, but she says her financial planner is clear. If the money is properly invested, Mia Wright will never have to work again. We asked her if she feels any guilt about her extraordinary good fortune.
Yeah, I mean, I feel badly sometimes that I retired before my parents did, you know. I don't know what to say about that, really.
Alan and Kathy Wright laughed when they heard their daughter had said that. They're Quakers, and having loads of money was never a goal. They say they're happy Mia's made all this money because she worked very hard at AOL. But as we talk, it becomes clear they don't really comprehend how much money Mia's made.
I mean, we know that she says that she has money and she's able to travel and she's able to buy a house for herself and she has the car that she wants and she's been very generous with her siblings. But as far as what that actually means in terms of what she has, we have no idea.
We're already jumping into the parental role, saying, "No, don't squander it, Mia. Save some for your old age," you know.
And what does she say when you say that to her?
She says, "Don't worry, Dad. Don't worry about that."
Mia's parents aren't the only ones who struggle to make sense of the fact that their daughters retired at an age when most people are just sinking their teeth into their careers. Mia Wright and Sally Markinye say they run into that confusion all the time.
The College of Worcester alumni office called me and was asking me for money, and they said, so what's your job title now? Has it changed? And I said, well, yeah, it's changed. I said, I'm retired now. And there was just a long pause on the other end of the phone. And I think that this poor woman was trying to figure out, wait, she graduated here in this year, in 1990. I think she was, like, doing the math or something. She just retired?
Sally Markinye.
There was something filled out somewhere automatically. Oh, it was a car rental place. And I guess for occupation, I either put a line through or NA or something. And when I came back the next time to rent or return it, under occupation, it said housewife. I laughed so hard because it sounds so 1950s. I'm not anybody's wife, you know. But the idea that because you have no occupation, you are therefore a housewife. And I laughed so hard. I thought, yeah, I want to put down there, rich person, you know.
In a culture where the job you do defines who you are, Wright, Markinye, and other young retirees are looking for new ways to define themselves, even as they revel in their leisure. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.